dark side of the road. Cricket!
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. You are tuned in to the wonderful Who Cares Wins radio show, all about health and well-being here on Channel Radio. And we are in the wonderful wet Romney Marsh. It's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and my wonderful co-presenter, Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Jan. And, of course, another super guest in the studio, all the way from my town, Thanet, the Isle of Thanet, is marvellous Cheryl Hawker. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
Marvellous. If you want to hear me, Cheryl, have those earphones on and you'll be able to hear what I can say. My dulcet tones, even. So, we are here another week, Jan. Whew. Whizzed by.
A bit damp out there today, though.
Just a bit. Just a bit. Just maybe I should just play some music. What do you reckon?
Just to set people on the scene.
Yeah?
This is what we were doing
splashing
earlier.
Splashing in the puddles. I think I should have worn my welly boots.
Interesting fact, splashing in the puddles.
Yes.
It's been scientifically proved, the bigger your feet, the happier you are when you're splashing in a puddle.
Well, there you are, see, Cheryl?
Your scientific fact for the day.
Come down to Romney Marsh and wonderful facts. I love that song. But enough of that song. Let's stop that. Stop this. Frisco.
Summer's been and gone.
Yes, that was it, folks. If you saw summer last, was it last weekend, maybe?
Yep.
Had a bit. Congratulations. And now we're wrapping up with scarves and boots, ready for the winter. Okay, later on, don't forget, have your pens at the ready. We will be giving you all the information of how you can enter for our acronym quiz and how you can win some prizes. So we're going to talk about the prizes, what you can win,
yep,
and how you can then enter. So a little bit about that. First and most important of all is to talk about our guest and what she does. So Cheryl Hawker, and a lot of people may know her, and if you've seen our tweets, if you've been following us on Twitter, at Cares Wins, you'll have seen that we've been tweeting about Cheryl because she is the community fundraiser for the South East, both for Kent, Surrey, Sussex and South London, for the charity Bowel Cancer. I've got that wrong. Yes, Beating Bowel Cancer.
That's right.
And so Cheryl, we know each other from a previous life that you had.
That's right.
A different hat that you wore. And I'm intrigued. And Jan and I were having a chat this morning on our way down to the studio. Because Cheryl Hawker, I met you when you were the sales manager at G Casino in Westwood Cross.
Yep.
In the Isle of Thanet.
Yes.
And we did Going for Growth together. So we did the with Christine Holmes.
That's right.
And there's another event. We'll talk about that later with Christine. So you hosted the show for us. You also spoke at the show,
yep,
on various things about women in business and highlighting their profile and their brand and having great stands and what to do. And now I see you with a completely different hat. So
yes,
I'm intrigued. Going from gambling, going from the casino to now working with a wonderful charity. Do tell us, how did that happen?
Yeah, well, it is a bit of a change. It's certainly a bit of a turnaround. I was at the casino for about 5 years.
Was it that long?
It was a very long time. And before then, I've always been in sales. So sales has been kind of my whole life. And,
yes,
you know, I've been at the casino a long time and it was a job I absolutely loved. I met some fantastic people. I had, yeah, a really great time there.
Well, we met, so, you know.
Absolutely. Exactly.
No comment.
I've got it. No one else will do it, Jan. I'll do, just look after myself. So, yes.
So, yeah, it was a long time at the casino and it got to a point when I felt I needed a change. Mm. I'd also had quite a debilitating illness throughout that time. I actually suffered from ulcerative colitis, which is a scarring and ulceration of the large intestine.
Wow.
Unfortunately for me, it was very bad. I was very ill with it, and you know, it caused me some hospital stays and etc. All this time, I was sort of in quite a stressful job, busy job, albeit that I enjoyed.
Well, you would never have known. I would, you know, from the outside looking in, you would never have known.
Thank
that,
you.
Cheryl.
I did try to hide it well. I mean, it was a condition whereby I knew it was a lifetime condition, and I needed to just, you know, get on with my life as I could. It did lead to a couple of hospital stays. In 2011, it actually led to emergency surgery where my large intestine was removed. I then had a subsequent operation January last year, which was sort of a final part to remove just the very last part of the large intestine.
Right.
Because of what I've been through, because of that time, I decided it was perhaps therefore the right time to change career and look at where my life was heading and start thinking about that sort of work-life balance.
Yes.
I'd always enjoyed sort of doing the charity elements at the casino. I'd done sort of a lot of events, a lot of work for charity.
Yes.
So charity almost felt like a natural succession, albeit a very different role. Very. It felt that it would be right. So as you do, having a little browse on the internet looking for jobs, and I saw a job advertised with Beating Bowel Cancer Charity for a community fundraiser. And of course, because of what I'd been through in terms of, you know, my bowel disease and the operations, I felt I could have a natural empathy and obviously, you know, some level of understanding. Mm. You know, I'm not trying to say I know what it's like to have had bowel cancer or anything like that, but some of the operations are similar. And some of the processes, and I felt that I could have that kind of natural empathy. Definitely. And that it would actually suit me really well because there was that sort of affiliation. So it just seemed the perfect job. And a lot of the information that, you know, they were after, a lot of the experience I knew I could do, I knew I had. Mm. So it just felt very natural. It felt very right. And it also felt like the right time to move on. Mm. So I applied, and very excitedly was wanting the job and was hoping they'd pick me.
Yes.
And they did. When I got the phone call, I was over the moon. So it's a position I started in May last year.
Right. So nearly a year.
Absolutely.
Nearly a happy birthday.
That's it. Nearly happy year's anniversary to me.
Yes, indeed. Oh, we should have had a later one. We could have played the anniversary tune. So congratulations in May.
Thank you.
A particular day? Is it bank holiday? Or?
It's around the 20th of May, okay, something
so
like that.
The end.
Yeah, towards the end. So that's good.
So you've been keeping busy since joining. I assume they've been sending you. So do you travel a lot?
Yes, my job is community fundraiser. And basically what that means in a nutshell is that I engage with existing volunteers and people who fundraise for us in my region.
Right.
But I also try and encourage and, you know, promote for new people to come on board and volunteer for us or fundraise for us.
Sure.
So the areas I cover are Sussex, Surrey, South London and Kent.
That's a huge, huge region,
isn't it?
It is
a huge area.
Just Kent on its own.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Kent's massive, but I love it. I love the travel. I like the variety. Mm. I love the fact that I'm meeting different people all the time.
Yeah.
Today, I'm here on this radio show.
Meeting some strange people.
Strange? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's just me. Normality over there.
Absolutely.
So here I am today on this radio show, which is in Romney. And then next week, I could be in Surrey,
right.
You know, at a Czech presentation. I could be, you know, at a local school. I could be, it can take me anywhere. Yesterday, I was at the Brighton Marathon supporting our cheerers, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
Brilliant atmosphere.
Was it raining there?
It wasn't. We were very lucky.
Good.
It was probably nice weather condition for runners.
Yes.
I would say, not that I'm a runner and would know, but that's
what
I've heard.
We're going to come back to that, aren't we, Cheryl? We're going to come back to
running.
Space.
Yes. There's a budding runner.
But... So yeah, they had good conditions, so it wasn't too hot though.
No, it wasn't too hot, but it was lovely. It was a fantastic day, and we're there. My lovely mum came along to volunteer that she could also support. So we're there at the exact halfway point, cheering those runners through, supporting the people that were running for us in the Brighton Marathon and raising money for Beating Bowel Cancer. So it's fantastic. So it's a really varied role, and you know, as I say, what I do can change every day, but that's just brilliant because I never know what tomorrow might bring or where I might be.
Yes, exactly. So you must, presumably, if you travel to Surrey or South London, you must do the train. So you get a bit of a, you know, relax. You don't have to constantly drive everywhere, do you?
It just depends where I go. You know, I always sort of go with the option that's perhaps slightly easiest. And again, it depends how many meetings I might have in a day, how many people I'm seeing. Sometimes the train's good, sometimes a car.
Yes, yeah.
It all depends. But I'm so used to travel.
Of course, you know, you are. Yes.
It's not a problem for me. It's something that I take in my stride, and it becomes part of something I begin to enjoy almost, you know. Because we all get our little routines, how we do things, what we like, and what we might treat ourselves to at the end of the day. So I make it as nice as I can.
I have a chocolate bar over here. No, I'm off the chocolate. That's it. Banned now. I've decided that I don't like being two sizes too big, so I'd like to sit in one chair rather than two.
Oh,
so,
but Easter's coming up. No chocolate. I know, that's difficult. But,
wrong time to give it up.
Maybe just training. One.
So you have to run twice
I'll
as far.
I'll have to run. Yeah, I'll do some more running instead. Yeah, Kerry can help me out with that because she's just been doing some hilly runs. She says and
she
cycles.
Has her triathlon training.
I know, mad woman. I was going to do it with her, but I just couldn't get entered in time with me being away. So I might do the 10K instead, which is at Whitstable on the same day. So we'll see.
Three times and think about the cycling and the swimming.
I could, couldn't I? When I finished and having a sit down and a cup of coffee and a bit of chocolate cake, I could think
that's
of Kerry.
Cycle, right? Yeah.
So yes, moving swiftly on. So where are they actually based? Where's their headquarters then?
So Beating Bowel Cancer, our head office is in Teddington in Middlesex.
Ah, okay, yes.
But we are a nationwide charity. We cover the whole of the UK, Scotland and Wales as well.
Yeah.
So we are a national charity, and as I say, I'm the community fundraiser for this area, and we have three other community fundraisers at the moment, covering the Northwest, the Midlands, and we've just got a new one started who's covering the North London and North home counties.
Right.
So it's fantastic because the community fundraisers, we're on the ground, we're able to support our fundraisers, our volunteers, we're able to, you know, go out and meet people.
That's great.
And, you know, we can offer that sort of slightly more personal touch as well. To our people that are out there. So our community fundraisers are, you know, really essential into the business, which is really nice. Actually, it's really nice to feel that we're very appreciated. It's lovely. So that's great.
You get involved in all those local things. Does that mean that you sometimes work evenings, weekends, and any hour that is requested?
Absolutely. Part of the life as a charity worker. You know, as I mentioned, yesterday was the Brighton Marathon. You know, we've got Patient Day on the 26th of April, which is in London at the Royal. Royal College of Surgeons is the venue, and it's a day for people that have been affected by bowel cancer. So they've had it themselves, or it could be, you know, they come with their partner, their mum, their family. And it's basically a day where we have all sorts of advice on hand for our patients. Mm-hmm. They can meet all the staff, we're there. They can even meet perhaps other people they might have been just tweeting. So, you know, they've made friends through Twitter or through the forums, and they're able to see them on the day. And we have nurses there to answer questions, counselling for one-to-one sessions. And we have speakers, you know, talking about what's new in the world of bowel cancer, what, you know, new innovations have happened, and also lots of products, though. So companies that do stoma care products, for example, will also be there to promote, you know, their new products that they've got available for bowel cancer patients. And then lots of information as well about eating well, you know, being healthy afterwards, coming through your operations, what happens next. And of course, it's a great chance for them to meet, 'cause all of the staff are there. That's the one thing where you mentioned that's on a Saturday, as I said, Saturday the 26th of April. People can visit our website if they want to come along to that.
Yeah, and the shout of that for the, we'll repeat it later in the show, but the shout for the website,
www.beatingbowelcancer.org.
Brilliant.
Yep.
All one word.
All
no
one word. Yep. Brilliant. All one word. Nice and easy.
Yep.
So that's great. So that's another weekend. You know, yes, there's evenings, weekends. They're not every week, but certainly if we've got fundraisers or volunteers and we're supporting them, you know, there might be a collection taking place at a supermarket.
Yeah.
We might have to go along and support or coordinate. So, yeah, again, the hours are varied.
But you've still got the balance, the work, work-life balance.
Oh, there's a lovely work-life balance. Yeah. And the beauty of it is the fact that it's fun. You know, I'm not going out on a Sunday to go and, I don't know, do something that's that I would find boring. I'm actually, you know, going out.
Excited to do it. Yeah,
it's enjoyable. You know, cheering people on at a marathon, that's fun.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's humbling as well to see it. And, and you know, it's a really good cause as well. So although you are might be working those out of hours, it's something you're doing actually that's really worthwhile. So
I saw a photo on Twitter that you posted of you being at the Brighton with your...
Bang bang sticks.
They call them, don't they?
Is that what they call them?
Bang bang sticks. And it just took me right back to when I did the Great North Run for Kent Air Ambulance, and the supporters and the people at the various charity spots where they have the dedicated, you know, we're going to be at mile 6 or mile 10 or mile 13. And it does, it makes a huge difference. So people that think, oh, you know, I'm just a supporter, I'm just standing on the side. No, you are so much part of it because you are urging, you know, you're just that reminder of what it's all about, why they're there. There's, you know, whole loads and loads of charities. But that sort of somebody actually picking you out and going, go on, Angela, or go on, Cheryl. You're like, oh, yes, just picks your feet up a little bit more and you get a spring for another 5 feet and then to the next point. So, but they are a huge, huge support and a real, I would say, a necessity to any part of charity runs, cycles, triathlons, whatever's there. Because if you're just out there and it's just running and there's nobody about, that can be quite sometimes soul destroying.
You can imagine that would be quite demotivating for people. And, you know, we have a fantastic events team as well. So the Virgin London Marathon, which is on Sunday.
Yes, it's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got lots of runners taking part in that. So, you know, our staff will all be there cheering people on.
Brilliant.
Again, in September, we have the Ride London, which is a 100-mile bike ride.
Yes. Who did that? One of our guests.
One of our guests did that last year,
Elizabeth Ruggiese. Yes.
So that's massive. Last year we had Matt Dawson take part for us. He's our patron.
Oh, is he?
Which is fantastic. So that was
Matt Dawson, the rugby player.
Matt Dawson, the rugby player. Yeah.
Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah.
That's it. So that was fantastic. So that's very popular again this year. And our events team again, they'll be at that. We've got a Bupa 10K coming up on the 25th of May.
Yes, I'm going to pause you there because I want to talk about that in a bit more detail because there's, well, it's a bit more close to your heart, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It's not just promoting the event, but let's keep the secret.
Why does she wince when she says it?
So before we do, I think the next song, just to give people a break to catch up with all that marvellous information, Cheryl, that you've given us. But it's also quite appropriate because of not just what you're doing, but charities in general. And also the people that get involved in the charities, the fundraisers, the people, supporters. Whether they are standing outside the supermarket or they're doing a huge run or a triathlon. So this is for you.
In this life,
Channel Radio. So yes, Search for the Hero Inside Yourself by M People. Fantastic song and very appropriate for anyone that's involved in raising money for charities. But especially today with our guest on Who Cares Wins this afternoon, Cheryl Hawker, who is here on behalf of the charity, the wonderful charity Beating Bowel Cancer. So we were talking, Cheryl, before the break there about various opportunities for people to come along and support or to see how they're getting involved. And you mentioned the Bupa 10K in London.
Yeah.
And I stopped you because it's not just another event, as she's been throwing them out there at the speed of light with all these different events. I hope, listener, you've got them all down and we'll test you later. But you mentioned this one, but actually there's a little bit more behind it, is there not, Cheryl? Because aren't you doing it?
I am indeed taking part in the Bupa 10K myself, the run. What happened was I've been trying to get back into, well, I say get back into fitness. I was never into it in the first place.
You've heard about it. Yeah. You thought you'd try
people,
it out.
People do it, apparently. Yeah. It's good for you. So I decided that it was time, that I had no excuses anymore because of years of illness and operations. That's sure. Kind of, you know, prevented me somewhat from, you know, doing too much exercise. Mm. I also didn't really like it either. So it was a bit of an excuse too. But once the final operation and the all clear from the surgeon came about, I realised I had no excuses. I don't have children to occupy my time. You know, I've got a job, a full-time job, which is busy, but sure. I have the time now to exercise. So I've started sort of, you know, a bit of running, a bit of fitness, a few classes. And then the events team asked if I'd like to take part in the Bupa 10K. And I said, do you know what? What a brilliant idea. That's a good old challenge and a good goal for myself. Then I went away and thought, oh, no. 10K is actually quite far. And after having seen the marathon yesterday, I think, oh, you know, perhaps it's not. But it's certainly a challenge for me.
Someone who's not
really run very much before. I don't actually enjoy running. So it is a challenge, but I'm loving it. And it's obviously for a very good cause. It's for bowel cancer. So there's two strains to it. There's the personal challenge for myself in actually being able to now get fit and challenge my body in a way I've never been able to before.
Yeah.
And of course, at the same time, run for a good cause, because bowel cancer is something people don't really talk about.
No.
It's not, people aren't as aware about bowel cancer, and obviously as us as a charity, so it's good to do what I can as well to promote it. And of course, with, you know, with what I've been through, it is, you know, quite close to my heart as well.
Absolutely. And as you said, with the operations, you know, the empathy.
Yes, you know, absolutely. And it's proving that just because you don't have your large bowel anymore, you can still run, you can still get fit. So I'm sort of proving something out there to people as well, that, you know, life does go on and it is possible to be fit.
And so my lovely boyfriend is, the two of you.
Yes, that's right. My boyfriend is doing it with me to support me, which is lovely.
Is he listening in? Do we need to say hello?
He will. He's at work. His P&O ferry is working, so he can listen in later. So he's not too far.
Did he volunteer or did you volunteer him?
I volunteered him.
And he's still talking to you.
He is still talking to me, yeah. But he is more of a runner than I am. And although he's supporting me.
So he's going training with you?
No, I don't want to train with him. We went out for a run last year and we did a 2-miler and we got back to the house and he turned around and said, right, I'm going out for a run now. So I wasn't very happy and that was it. I won't train with him. But
you cross the finish line first, Cheryl.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Probably not going to happen, but hey. But it's great that he's supporting me. So we're fundraising collectively together.
Great.
We've got a target. We'd love to get to sort of £500.
Yeah.
People can, if they want to donate, they can text SHER78 and £5.
So the pound sign and the number 5.
And the number 5, yeah.
So type all of that in a text message. Yep.
And send it to 770.
Yeah.
And also you can find me on Just Giving, Cheryl-Hawker. But obviously if we'll put that details up because the spelling of my name is a little bit unique.
Yes.
So people can find me, and if they want to text, I mean, a £5 donation would provide a worried bowel cancer patient with our Just Diagnosed information pack. So that money does actually make a real difference.
Because a lot of people, yes, that's one way. I mean, I'd like to find out a bit more about how people can get involved in other avenues. But of course, it's important for people to realise that their donation of £5, £10, £20, it's going towards something.
Absolutely.
So if you could tell our listeners a little bit more then about the charity and what actually it does do.
Absolutely. Because I think sometimes people are worried about just donating £2, for example. They think, I can't donate £2. And there's so many people that are doing fantastic sponsored events. You know, it's who do you support? Who do
I know, it's difficult to choose.
If you could just do £2, then that actually can pay for a beating bowel cancer nurse to take a call from someone worried about bowel cancer.
Really?
So that money does make it, and I think people are worried about donating small amounts, but even the small amounts make a difference.
And a phone call like that could make a huge difference to someone's lives.
Well, it could be, you know, the difference between, you know, survival or not. So really, that's, as a charity, the fundraising that people do for us, I mean, every person that gets involved with the charities is an integral part. They're really important. Some people come along and they're just raising that awareness. Bowel cancer is the UK's biggest second biggest cancer killer. Yet with
not many people know that.
No, and it's quite a shocking statistic.
Yeah,
yet with early diagnosis, 90% of cases could actually be treated successfully. So that early diagnosis is key.
That is.
You know, one person every half hour will die from bowel cancer. And
it's an incredible figure, isn't it?
You think that's two people in this hour that the show's on for.
Yeah.
That really brings home how serious it is.
Well, all my hairs have gone up on my arms.
You know, so it is very serious. But that's why we're here. It's about that early diagnosis, because that's what's key.
Yeah.
If people can not be embarrassed to talk about their symptoms.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And I've got one of your leaflets here, Don't Sit on Your Symptoms, which again, I love all the little puns. You lift the lid. We'll talk about that a bit later with the campaign, which is great. You're really sort of bringing it into, it's just everyday talk. It's everyday language.
Yep.
And that people do need to realise that, yes, I can talk about this. And this is something that needs to be open.
Absolutely.
Discussions are not sort of hidden away and it's a dirty secret.
Yeah, I mean, people are embarrassed to talk about their bowels. They're encouraged to say, you know, things like bum and poo and words like that. But actually, it's completely natural. We all do it.
Yes.
And people just need to be aware of their own body. It's about knowing your own body as well. What's right for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, the symptoms are... could be bleeding from the bottom or blood in your poo. There could be a persistent changing bowel habit. There could be constant unexplained pain anywhere in the abdomen, an unexplained lump in your abdomen, unexplained weight loss, unexplained tiredness. You know, with the kind of changing bowel habit, that could be going more frequently. It could be going, you know, having constipation, having a feeling of needing to go and then not. But what people shouldn't be worried about is that if they've got these symptoms, that it's definitely bowel cancer.
Yes, it's not a tick list, is
it? No, it could be many other things. And again, these leaflets and all this information is available on our website.
Oh, great.
But it could be hemorrhoids, it could be irritable bowel syndrome, it could be a bowel disease. But what's important is that people have these symptoms, they do get it checked out.
Yeah.
It's not just in the over 60s either. 8 out of 10 are in the over 60s, but it's on the increase in young people as well.
Is it?
So it's very important that if people have got a history of it in their family, that they mention that to their doctor. And people need to not be afraid to be persistent with their doctor. So if they've got these symptoms,
sort of keep pushing and digging. Yeah.
Don't be afraid of going back. You know, what will happen a lot of the time if you go to the doctor with the symptoms and they say, it's such and such. If 3 weeks later you've still got symptoms, go back again.
Yeah.
But again, that's where our nurse helpline can come in. Because if you are feeling embarrassed, if you're feeling that you're wasting your doctor's time, because perhaps you've put it down to stress at work.
Yes.
You can always phone our nurses and have a chat with one of our nurses, or you can email our nurses as well. Again, all this information's on our website, and I know we are going to mention it But I think what people need
That's the website we mentioned earlier anyway,
that's
isn't it? Beatingbowelcancer.org.
Yeah.
And we'll put that on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I do think it's important that people recognise the symptoms about bowel cancer. And of course, over 60s do receive this little FOC, I think it's called, test. Fecal occult test.
Well done, Cheryl.
It's like a swab. I won't go into details about it, but what I'd say to anybody who's over 60 there, if that test has come through their door, do it, send it back. Because again, it's the difference. If it's caught early enough, then it can be treated. And nobody's sort of immune. So people are, there's people who are fit, they're healthy, they're in the fire brigade, you know, they're in the army, male, female, young, old, it doesn't discriminate. No. So just be aware and don't be afraid to talk about it in your family, with your friends. It's not probably the subject we all want to sit and talk about over a glass of wine.
Maybe not.
But
we can change that.
It's fascinating, I think, isn't it? The English have got a history of toilet-related jokes.
Yes.
But actually, talking about it
exactly
in seriousness,
no,
we don't do it.
Oh no, don't do that. Stiff upper lip, etc. Or, you know, very reserved. And I think we've had this when we talked about the cancer awareness as well, that sometimes you find men are less likely to talk than women. Mm-hmm. So again, there's that opportunity. Actually, no, it's not about race or creed or anything at all. It's talk to somebody. So whether it is your GP, if you feel you can't, that's fantastic to hear that you can actually just pick up the phone.
Yeah, and I think that makes it a little bit easier for people sometimes. It's the first port of call. They feel worried about symptoms, or perhaps their mum or their sister or their dad or their uncle, and they're not doing anything, so they phone on behalf of somebody. So they can also phone if they're worried about people. And I think sometimes it's nice to have that first port of call.
Yes.
Where people think, I don't know if I need to go to the doctors about this. You know, it's important that people speak to somebody.
Yes.
Just know the symptoms, because we can, you know, we want to ultimately stamp out bowel cancer.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want people to be dying from this.
No, if there's no need, if you say, if there's the opportunity for it to be caught early and treated for that success rate, then yes, let's get
and
rid
you
of it.
Said that your nurses in your charity, that's unique, isn't it?
That's right. We are, for bowel cancer charity, the only one which have a dedicated nurse helpline for bowel cancer patients and their families. So that's quite special.
Yeah.
And we do value our nurses, and a lot of them will come from a background, so they've worked in a colorectal department of the hospital, they might be a stoma nurse, so they've got
that experience and that sort of expertise,
that's
knowledge
right
behind them as
so,
well sorry
they do I'm know here. Oh behind
see?
Them yeah
see we're going
it's lots of puns
I'm
and that's
very patient she's waited half an hour to do that.
Yeah, it was good. It's gone 3:30, so yeah,
we do absolutely try, and I mean we try and make it fun as well. We have bum shorts which people can wear. You've probably seen them.
Yes.
So it's something we do try and, you know, have a little bit of fun with. It's a serious subject, but if we can get people talking about it, you know, because they've worn the bum shorts, then that's great. So
because that's the whole raise the awareness. Fantastic. Yeah,
that's right.
Because I noticed on Twitter that we've had the lovely, where's his name, I've lost his name down the list, Mr. Flanagan himself,
Mark Flanagan, yep, our chief exec.
He posted to say, in reply to our postings, and he said, good luck to Cheryl.
Oh,
so
thank you.
He didn't put about get back soon or you've got a meeting later.
So yes, I'm okay.
That's brilliant. So again, the whole Twitter feed as well, to enable to raise that awareness is absolutely fantastic.
And they can follow us on Twitter, which is just @bowelcancer.
Yep.
On Twitter. And again, you know, they can ask our nurses questions on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, they can email our nurses. And as I mentioned, £2 will pay for a nurse to take a phone call. If we were to raise £300, so if somebody went out and managed to fundraise £300, to put it into context, that could run our specialist nurse helpline for a day. You know, so the money is really
serious. But also it's nice to hear that it's not, I know £300 is a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of money.
It's not an overwhelming amount for people to have to raise. Which is good. And of course, there's lots of other ways people can get involved as well in the charity.
Such as?
So I've mentioned about the runs, the marathon, and I think a lot of people think, I'm not a runner.
No.
I'm not sporty.
Although you thought that.
I did think that, I'm probably still not.
We're waiting the photos. Yep.
So,
crossing the finish line.
Wait and see.
Yeah. We'll get the update in June from you.
That's it. All I'm trying not to do is complete the course and not throw up at the finish line. If I can do that, I'll be happy.
Good.
So, yeah, there's lots of other ways, and not everybody can or wants to do sporty such things. So there's lots of other ways people can get involved. So with fundraising, they could hold, you know, usual things like a cake sale, you know, wear our bum shorts for a day and get sponsored to do so. You know, lots of little fundraising ideas. They could hold a fun day. They could hold or coordinate their own collection. Perhaps they've got a contact that they know well at their local supermarket who'd be happy for them to do a collection there. So there's ways that people can fundraise. also people can get involved by volunteering their time.
Of so, course, yep. Yes.
So they don't need to actually go out there and fundraise to make a difference. Yeah. They can volunteer. They could, you know, volunteer to shake a bucket for us at one of our collections, perhaps, you know, something like the marathons. They might want to cheer on and yeah. come and support
us.
Are
they good at shouting? Then yep. come on down.
Absolutely. They get their bang bang stick. Yay. So can they just come along and enjoy that? They could also, you know, be a charity champion almost with that they organise their own fundraising group or they, you know, go out and help us distribute leaflets and awareness materials.
Brilliant.
So there's lots of ways people can volunteer. And I mean, this list isn't exhaustive. And if people do want to get involved, do want to volunteer, fundraise, support, then by all means, get in touch and
would
find
they,
out.
For example, if they lived in Kent,
yep.
would they contact you? So as a community?
Yes.
So that's the focal point, that they would touch base with you rather that's than the right. general website?
Absolutely. Either. Because if they lived in Kent and they went to the website, that query would come back to me anyway.
Okay,
so it won't get lost. But yeah, I can be their point of contact. And again, businesses as well, local businesses get involved. Perhaps they could put posters up on the back of toilets' doors to make people aware of the symptoms. We also do health in the workplace events where we have our bowel cancer patients. So these are patients that have been through bowel cancer and they go out and talk to people about the symptoms and about, you know, a little bit about their story as well. And again, it's just another way of raising awareness. And we can go out there. So those businesses that are, you know, have those health sessions in place that they, you know, they want to look after their staff.
Yeah, part of their health plans.
Part of their health plans, yep. And we can come out and do those health in the workplace talks.
And actually something else that maybe for people that are thinking of how I could bring that into my organisation, don't forget Learning at Work Day that we mentioned last year, which is, I think, from my memory, May the 17th.
Sounds right.
I'll put it back on Facebook for you. But Learning at Work Day is very much about campaign for learning and it's about encouraging learning within the workplace. But for me, I always look at the opportunity to say, well, hey, actually, let's learn about this charity. Let's learn about more about bowel cancer. Let's learn about the symptoms, the signs.
Yep.
Let's learn about what we can do, how we can support each other. So actually, that would be a fantastic thing to actually use as Learning at Work Day. But hey, we've got somebody coming into the workplace on that day or over lunch.
That's right. And the sessions aren't that long. So the staff don't have to sort of be taken out of their work for very long. But again, it just raises the awareness. And if those staff that hear that talk, they will then go home and talk about it. And that's feeding out to then lots more people.
Definitely.
Those talks are free. And, you know, so when we go into workplaces and send our health in the workplace presenters in, it's free of charge. But all we sometimes ask in return is, can they perhaps put a tin on their counter or perhaps do something for us later on in the year? But generally, the health in the workplace talks are there to help the organisation and to raise that awareness. But businesses can also get involved by perhaps us being their regional charity of the year, perhaps. Or perhaps they want to do a one-day fundraising thing,
Event,
everyone gets involved and they raise some money
for us. Of course, in Kent, because we are the huge area of small business, or even the one woman, one man band, is that we also, I know of people who volunteer, you talk about the volunteers, but they volunteer, so we've had reflexologists or a masseur who've said, do you know what, I'll volunteer a day that, for example, the end of the Brighton Marathon, they could have been there offering calf massages or shoulder massages.
Yeah.
As that's their time that they're giving.
Yes.
But again, it's all part of, they can put that on their website. They can promote that they're actually supporting that charity.
Absolutely.
So, there's
many ways.
Very creative, I'm sure. There's
absolutely.
All sorts
of ways. So it's always good to get some businesses on board as well, because we get out to just a larger audience, you know, in terms of those symptoms.
Absolutely. And again, Who Cares wins. We are global. So it's not just within Kent. Remember, this is, you know, within the UK.
Well, today's World Health Day.
It is.
So
you
we're
see?
Promoting
Fabulous.
Health through beating about cancer.
With anger, I think we planned this show. I'm going to play a bit of music because it's quite appropriate for what I'd like to talk with you next, Cheryl, before we are coming up for nearly 20 to 4.
Wow.
Just after 20 to 4. So we want to make sure I talk about this particular campaign of yours. So I thought this song was quite appropriate.
Fantastic.
Love to be alone with clothing falls apart, I guess. It doesn't really matter about the rain, cause we'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again, cause we could be lifting, lifting, lifting. We could be lifting from the shadow.
So there we are, lifted by the Lighthouse family. And that brings us back to the studio, Who Cares Wins Radio, on Channel Radio this afternoon with myself, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and the lovely Jan Mulligan. And the even more glorious, fantastic, tells us so much information. I can't keep up with you, Cheryl Hawker, from Beating Bowel Cancer Charity. It's fabulous to have you here this afternoon. And we had that song as a bit of a link into the campaign.
That's right, because April is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. So it's the month we want everybody to start being aware, obviously. And it's our Lift the Lid campaign. So it's hashtag Lift the Lid. So whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, use the hashtag Lift the Lid and let's talk about bowel cancer. So brilliant. What is Lift the Lid? So it is our campaign to raise awareness and it's really to get the conversation. Let's talk about bowel cancer. We want people to get that conversation started, get it going.
Yep.
One in four of us has actually been affected directly or through friends and family. but how often do you think we actually talk about it? And the truth is, not often enough. So what we say is, get the conversation going, go on, let's talk. Yes. And on the 16th of April is our Lift the Lid Day. So on the 16th of April, it's hashtag Lift the Lid Day. The rest of the time, it's hashtag Lift the Lid. But it's that one day that we're encouraging people to really get involved and get out there, talk about bowel cancer, talk about the symptoms, not be embarrassed, and perhaps on that day do something as well.
I was going to say, maybe that could link with the fundraising.
Absolutely.
They could run something on that day.
They could. It's a Wednesday, the 16th of April. So if they're at work, perhaps they could collectively have a collection. Perhaps they could, again, like I mentioned, some sort of cake sale, or, you know, wear a crazy jumper for the day.
Or some shorts.
Some shorts, bum shorts for the day. So there's lots of things happening.
It's a shame the show isn't on the 16th, isn't it? You know, we would have worn them, wouldn't we, Jen?
I'm sure you would.
They look lovely, I promise you.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll take your word for it.
We also have some toilet seats, clean ones, new ones that are branded with Lift the Lid. So if anybody wants to have a go, take the toilet seat and take a picture and tweet it, then again, get in contact with myself and get that toilet seat moving around. But yeah, it's a really important day. We're just trying to, again, raise that awareness, get people talking about it.
Fantastic.
Amongst themselves, their friends, their family, their colleagues, and you know, really, really raise that awareness for us.
Brilliant. Well, we'll keep plugging that, because we do have another show after, just before Easter, isn't it? The 16th is just before Easter.
Yeah.
So yes, we'll be live. So we'll plug that again and remind people. 16th actually is my not that he's here anymore, but was my dad's birthday.
Aww.
So a very appropriate date. Very
yes.
good date. I also may mention it was Adolf Hitler's birthday too, but we'll just brush that under the carpet, shall we? Yes. Well, maybe he would have, you know, shouted about it if we'd got him. Raise awareness. Talking about contact details, Cheryl, let's just remind our listeners how to get hold of you, the best way to get hold of you, or to look onto the website, and also another shout out for the Twitter handle as well.
Sure. So our Twitter handle is at Bowel Cancer, so BOWELCANCER. You can also follow me personally on Twitter, and I'm at Cheryl Hawker, and that's SHERRRILLHAWKER.
Yeah,
so I told you it was a unique spelling. Do put into Google Cheryl Hawker with the spelling I mentioned, and it will bring up lots of, you know, my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And I also have a blog called Ostomy Champagne Lifestyle, and that's Ostomy Champagne Lifestyle. wordpress.com, so people can follow me on my blog, have a read of what I've written about and how it relates to general day-to-day, and it's amusing, light-hearted, and a look at life in general. And of course I talk about my charity work. And then more importantly, I mentioned the website, so www.beatingbowelcancer.org.
Yes.
Or email us info@beatingbowelcancer.org or nurse@beatingbowelcancer.org.
Yes, because you mentioned that they could email a nurse.
Absolutely. The phone number to phone the nurse is 08450 719301. Our main telephone number is 08450 719300. And of course, I mentioned the Twitter feed, and do look for us on Facebook as well, which is Beating Bowel Cancer.
Great.
So everything is Beating Bowel Cancer. Just put that in the website as well, into Google. We're the red and white. You know, that's our signature colours.
So you've got the right place if you've got the red and white.
Absolutely.
Logo there.
Can look out for us.
Great stuff.
But that's all the numbers. And as you've mentioned, you will sort of put them on Facebook. And of course, with our Lift the Lid, that is hashtag Lift the Lid as well. And follow the trends,
the conversations, or even just start the conversation.
Absolutely.
Be bold and make that step. That could be your challenge.
If you're very bold, get your bum shorts and your toilet lid.
Absolutely.
Do the whole thing.
That's it.
And your bum shorts,
do it
photo
all.
With the lid, job done. Excellent.
And of course, if people want to get hold of me individually as well, then my email is cheryl.hawker@beatingbowelcancer.org. But again, all this information will be up on your website.
We have our Facebook page for Who Cares Wins Radio, so we'll post all of those contact details you've mentioned there, Cheryl, on there with the correct spellings, so people know they get to the right place.
Yeah.
And obviously we have a LinkedIn group as well with Who Cares Wins. So again, we'll post that within there. And we keep tweeting as well to remind people if they missed any part of this show that they'll be able to hear it again through the Listen Again facility, either through Channel Radio or through both Jan and my website. So there's all the opportunities to, there's no excuse to find the information.
Several tweets today from Miriam, Josie Maguire, Tales from Turkey.
Hello, Miriam. Hello, Adrian.
Adrian of AK Pet Services. They're both ready to listen later. They're both busy people today, as a lot of our listeners are.
They are.
As you've said, lots of Listen Again facilities.
Listen Again.
And people tune in later.
There's a king of Listen Again out there on Twitter.
Is there really?
Yes. I've forgotten his name. I do apologize. But I will remember for next time that he is the king of Listen Again. So that's the beauty of being on an internet radio station such as Channel Radio, because people have the opportunity to listen at their leisure. So when you're chopping your tomatoes tonight, when you're doing your dinner, then you can tune in and listen to all Cheryl's marvellous stories and antics. And posts will keep you posted on her training, perhaps, for the 10K.
Also, it's in my blog as well, my training. So if other people out there aren't runners either, then, you know, have a look and have a giggle and feel that you can relate. So
and then maybe sponsor £2.
Absolutely, that'd be fantastic.
Because £2, remind me, would sponsor...
It would help take a phone call, help our nurses take a phone call from somebody worried about the symptoms. So even £2 would just be absolutely fantastic. And as I say, that if you're sitting there with your mobile phone there now, then just text SHER78. £5
with the pound sign
with the pound sign
five,
and the number five
text to
770.
Brilliant.
And it would make a massive difference, and of course it will keep me motivated, keep me going, spurring me on to go out and run when it's pouring with rain.
Send her those messages.
Lovely summer.
Definitely. So before we disappear, there's a few events that we do want to highlight alongside those marvelous ones that you've mentioned earlier, Cheryl. First of all, before I do that, I'd like to say a huge thank you for coming down to
thank
the studio.
You for having me. It's been fun.
And it's been a pleasure.
Gone very quickly.
It has. It does fly by.
It does.
So we have about 7 minutes in counting. So just to say a huge thanks, and also for what you're doing with the charity and the charity
and all your
itself.
Colleagues.
And all your colleagues,
all your supporters.
The actual charity, what it's doing, the uniqueness part of it as well. It's fabulous to hear.
Thank you.
And so if we can, you know, part of Who Cares Wins is raising that awareness, then so long we will keep doing it and keep posting on Facebook. Before we start to disappear, and I'm going to play out with a song later from The Police, which is Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, because I think that's very appropriate. Dedicated to you, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A little thank you from us to you and to Beating Bowel Cancer, but also to anyone that's raising money and does some fabulous stuff for charities.
Absolutely.
The globe over. various awareness days, haven't we?
We have. So as Cheryl mentioned, April is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And it's also International Irritable Bowel Awareness Month. So two events
there. Could be the link, yes.
This week is Parkinson's Awareness Month, www.parkinsons.org.uk. And World Homeopathy Awareness Week is World Homeopathy.org. But today, as we've mentioned, is World Health Day. So any health events going on today, good day to promote things.
Very good. And let us know if there's anything that Who Cares Wins can do, your health and well-being show, then do get in touch.
Well,
let
two more
know.
Charity events coming up. May 5th, bank holiday.
Yes.
Kerry Hales taking part in a triathlon for the Kent, Surrey, Sussex Air Ambulance. TriWit is her team. And we'll post the Just Giving page up on Facebook.
Just to remind people.
Also on May bank holiday, the 5th, is the Whitstable 10K run.
Yes.
That's www.whitstable10k.org.uk.
So if you want a bit
I think there may still be
the
spaces
running,
for that
I think
one.
When I looked yesterday, because I am contemplating, listener. So
triathlon's
not many
full,
it's
but
too
we
late.
Think the 10K still has
but
spaces.
But I think we can get in. So and I might do that. So have a laugh if you want to come down to Whitstable.
If you need a little bit more training time, there's always the Booper 10K. You could
well,
join
I am.
Cheryl.
I am now looking at Cheryl thinking, because
we do have places.
We could go running together.
Absolutely.
You could get me back into the bug.
And we do have places still left, so
let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Watch the space, folks.
Okay, I have a couple of events just to promote out. One of them is my very good friend and laughter skills facilitator, Jane Dunsby, who's also a mindfulness practitioner. Her and her colleague, who is Julie Stanford, that's my mindfulness practitioner. Julie, they're doing a summer solstice.
Mm.
And so, yes, that is Friday through to Sunday, 20th to the 22nd of June. Anyone that doesn't know what the longest day is. And they're doing a reflect and restore. So you book to go for the whole weekend. and escape the busyness of modern life and awaken your innate resources through a wonderful weekend of yoga, mindfulness, walking, just sitting, reflecting, and just restoring your whole human potential. So the retreat takes place out at the Hare Farm Oast, which is out in the rolling views of Sussex countryside. And you've got the perfect spot to join in with any or none, your choice of 12 sessions they're going to offer throughout the weekend to relax and just take time to rebalance. Nourishment is provided. That's good. I think I'm going to go because there's food there and also lovely dinners. So the overall cost, if you want the whole weekend, is £349 per person, all inclusive. So that's it. You don't do anything else on the weekend. And it's arriving at 5 p.m. on the Friday, departing 4 p.m. on the Sunday. If you want to get hold of them, we'll post all of this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But you can get hold by Jules, J-U-L-S-W, at blueyonder.co.uk, or Jane at inspirationalchanges.com, or you can telephone Julie on 07903 839 292. And just very quickly, we did mention Going for Growth and our previous contact, Cheryl. There is another event. The Women Mean Business is going to go ahead on the 23rd of April. So that's a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be speaking about motivation and music.
They're normally free to attend, aren't they?
Yes, they are free to attend. Excellent. All you have to do is book so we know that you're coming. And I know Christine often says if you want to book for lunch, then you can have, I think it's like £5.
Right.
So you book for that. But the actual event is free. And Brenda Cameron, I believe, is going to also be speaking again. She was one of our guests. So, yes, exciting stuff coming up.
Well, it's that season, isn't it? Everybody comes out from winter and starts planning and conferencing and sharing.
Oh, start shaking off the snow and the cold.
Before we disappear, the acronym quiz. Yeah, we've got about quiz. 2 seconds. Well, 2 minutes, actually. So, acronym quiz.
Right. So, we ran this over 12 weeks.
Yep.
Eagle-eared and eagle-eyed listeners will know that actually there are 14 acronyms to get.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, just keeping you on your toes there.
I know.
So the deadline for entries is Friday the 25th of April, but obviously you can start entering as of today. Please send your entry to whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk.
Yep.
The winning answer will be drawn from the hat over the weekend of the 26th and 27th, so we can announce it on the 28th of April. Some of these acronyms came out of left field, so we're not necessarily expecting everybody to get every answer right. So even if you only know six of them, it's well worth entering.
Enter.
Because you might have six correct ones. So, as I say, there are 14 potential answers. Email whocareswinsradio@hotmail.uk, deadline Friday 25th of April.
And the prizes, there's lots of them.
Lots of prizes to choose from. So the winner can either have a free guest interview spot on Who Cares Wins, either in the studio or a remote or via Skype. Or if you're technologically minded, you can have a studio tour, find out how we work the gadgets, sit in on the show. Or you can have a half hour business consultation with either Angela or myself.
Hey! We'll post all that on Facebook.
Oh, we will indeed.
Because people are like, what?
What?
Exciting. So get your entries, get them in. We'll speak to you next week.
We will.
Bye.